Metal Mondays with Anna and AJ on the 80s at 8.
And we're back. It's another Metal Monday on the 80s at 8. It's AJ and Anna Griffin. We are here after surviving Christmas.
It was so fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. Christmas always is fun.
It was a nice time.
Yes, get to spend time with family, friends, travel a little bit if you have to. Otherwise, you just kind of recharge to get ready for the disaster area that New Year's usually is.
The upcoming year.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's scary, but it's exciting.
It's not that scary. Let's get 2021 out of here.
Honestly, true. I'm ready for this to be over.
Let's get it out of here.
I hope 2022 is significantly better for everybody. Myself included.
Well, so looking ahead to next year, but we're not quite there yet. We've got a little bit of business to take care of before we get there. We have to find out who's going to be the Metal Monday champion for the month of December. We are currently tied at one apiece for this month.
So this is our last one.
This is the last one of 2021.
I think we got that wrong the last episode. I think we did our math wrong.
Yeah,
I think we thought we had two left.
Yeah, we did. But I went back and fixed it, so
right.
It's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah. But now they know that I went back and fixed it.
Right.
Because
now you reveal. Yeah. Well, you didn't have to say that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. You know. Anyway.
So it's now how we roll here. Now it's actually complete and utter open book. Anna and I are on Metal Monday. We will admit to our mistakes, but we have to decide who's going to be the December winner of Metal Monday. Anna's already decided she's going to win. So great. This is going to go swimmingly. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be basically either somebody won 2 months or somebody won 1-1. So we end up tying the year of 2021. Mm-hmm. So we've picked our bands. It's now for all the marbles. I think we'll let Anna go first since she won last week.
Woohoo. Okay. So we've got, well, I can't believe we haven't done them yet because I figured we'd probably hit all of the more famous guys first, but we kind of done a good job mixing it up, I think. Throwing in a couple of lesser-known bands, well, you know, in comparison to, your Motley Crue's and whatnot. But we haven't done Kiss yet, which is shocking.
We had to save up for all the face paints. It's expensive.
True. We are currently
very expensive, yes.
You see it because this is radio.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'm rocking the Gene Simmons look.
Yes.
Pretty cool. I didn't know that they had a couple of music videos where they did not have their face paint.
Yes.
Which shows how, you know, I'm how much of a diehard fan I am of this band, but it was confusing. I didn't like it. I preferred them with the paint. But that's the whole thing. They're very much a performative band, so, you know, weird. Oh, but before I say my song, let's do a fun fact.
Fun fact.
Can I have a fun fact?
We will get you a fun fact sound.
Yeah.
We will get you a fun fact sound, yes.
Cool. I'm really excited. Stay tuned for that.
2022 goals.
2022, bringing in, you know, my New Year's resolution to get sound effects for everything that I do.
You're easy to please. Okay. Yeah.
Sound effects are so cool. I wish I had a button that I could bring with me that had a bunch of sound effects in real life. Anyway, so I like this fun fact because the new Spider-Man movie came out just this past week, mm-hmm, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Phenomenal, by the way. That's my official professional review. So good, but Spider-Man's also my favorite hero, my favorite comic book character. But loved it. But that reminded me that Kiss, the band, was featured in some Marvel comics back in the day. And they had over 3,000 comic-related merchandise items, you know, available since the 70s. Which, you know, it took off in the 80s. But, yeah, so I'm sure you've seen Archie Comics, Marvel Comics, a bunch of different, our kind of head honcho comic companies picked up Kiss randomly. It's so random. I don't know why. I don't know why they didn't do any other bands but Kiss. But every member of the band, except Gene, hates comic books. Hates them. Not just, they don't read them or they don't care for them. They don't like them. They think they're dumb. Which I was like, that's kind of interesting that they went with the comic book route as one of their main merchandise items. They don't even read them. So that was just a little hobby that Gene had, which is fun. And I aspire to do that if I was ever in a band, just make it about me and just do whatever I want. So, you know, Good job, Gene.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that the rest of them might not appreciate as much as they more likely should. Although, I really don't feel like they're in any room to judge comic books, considering they've made a career out of wearing face paint.
They've created characters for themselves.
So yes.
It's a little bit confusing, but you know what? More power to them. I feel like I had seen before some covers with Kiss on them of Marvel comics. I used to be a big Archie comics fan growing up, that I read them all the time on like family vacation, and there was definitely at least one issue that I read that had Kiss just like randomly pop up. So that's what made me think of this, and I was very confused. But you know what? Okay, I like it. They're mixing it up. No other band that I'm aware of was really doing at least that much. But so good job, Kiss. Way to be creative. But anywho, Kiss is known for a lot of your more ballads, your more kind of romantic themes, so, you know, that's them. But I decided, considering it is Metal Monday, to go with what I consider their heaviest album. I think a lot of people consider this their heaviest album, but the 1982 album Creatures of the Night, I'm going to go with War Machine.
War Machine!
You're listening to Metal Monday on the 80s at 8. AJ, Anna Griffin, final Metal Monday of 2021.
Yeah. Wow.
So thank you for spending the last 2 months with us.
Two-month Mondays
here on the 80s at 8 tonight. Anna has chosen Kiss. That was her first song there from 1982, War Machine. And now it is my turn, and I will see Anna's Kiss, and I will raise her a flaming guitar across the side of the head. I'd initially told Anna I was going to do a different band, but then...
This is a surprise for me, too. Folks.
I started looking, and I decided, you know what? No. It's the final Metal Monday of 2021. Why not choose the band named after the true creator of radio, Nikola Tesla? I went with Tesla.
I sat here thinking quietly to myself.
Was there a metal band named Marconi? About? Yeah.
I was thinking of everybody except for. Okay, yeah. That works.
I went with Tesla. They only had two albums, actually, in the 80s. They had one in 1986 and one in 1989. Bit of a difference there between the two of 3 years. So they put some work into the second one, and the second one is, well, it's a banger. Let's just put it that way. So our first song from Tesla tonight, that's right, first song because there's going to be two. It is from 1989, The Great Radio Controversy, Hang Tough.
Sometimes love can make you blue. A heartache.
we're back.
No,
I did it that time.
That's not fair. I was in mid-yawn. It is a Monday.
Well, that doesn't matter because I win.
Yeah, so he just, the cat's out of the bag. I am such a nice person.
Anna capitulated.
I voted for AJ to win because that Tesla song goes pretty hard. I'll give you that. So you can have it. Merry Christmas from me. You win November. December. What month
you
is it?
You won November.
I said Merry Christmas and then still yeah. November. Yeah. This is where my Monday is
I won
is
Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I won Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, mm-hmm. Okay, now we're tied 1-1 mm-hmm. for overall Metal Monday
so,
wins.
2021, neither one of us won the most months.
That's fitting.
Which means we go into 2022 exactly where we started right. off. No champion.
Nowhere. Yeah,
nowhere. We're still at the starting line.
The battle continues.
Which means in January, we'll have to pick it back up to find out who's going to win 2022.
I think we're going to come in swinging with some really, really solid bands.
I'm looking forward to 2022.
Really looking forward to it.
I think we're going to make a couple of tweaks. Yeah. We might make some tweaks to how we're doing this. But it
Fun surprises coming up.
Stay tuned for that. Keep an eye on that. Hit the like button.
Hit the like button. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel, which
Comment
doesn't
below.
Exist. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. We
don't have one.
Not for Metal Mondays. Yeah. Well, until now.
Thought.
Just make a YouTube of just me.
Metal. Yeah, just Anna doing
Metal Monday. Just doing an air guitar. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Since I won this week, I get song number 2 from Tesla off the same album, 1989's The Great Radio Controversy. Here's Lady Luck.
I guess I'm on a losing streak.
You're listening to Metal Monday on the 80s at 8. AJ, Anna Griffin, I won tonight, which means I won the month of December, which means we ended up 1-1.
Is this really loud?
Nah, it's fine. So we're going in.
I'm clapping, everybody. This is me being supportive for the record.
Just enjoy it now because it'll
I'm
never.
I'm a very friendly co-host.
Never happen again. So we're going
in. That's true.
We're going into 2022, even Steven. So we'll start over in January to find out who our next champion
the best
is.
Metalhead is.
The best metalhead.
True.
The biggest metalhead, yes.
True.
So thanks very much for listening the first few months here of Metal Monday. Have a fantastic New Year's. Be
Happy
safe.
New Year.
We will see you back here in January. That's hard to believe.
I'm going to be one of those people who's so annoying. See you next year, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
it's pretty annoying.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's pretty annoying, yeah.
When people say that.
Yeah.
Stop saying that.
So anyway, we'll see you next year.
Uh-huh.
Have a great night.
Have a great night.